100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Simon. I swore an oath to write a 100 word story every day until the day I die. It's right there on the domain name. Well, I'm not dead yet, and neither are you. Let's write and share. Because today's Sunday, which means it's your turn. I call this thing the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's go ahead and get right to it. The topic this week was vacation. So a few people took a vacation from this one, but we still got a lot of stories. Let's start with Claire Voyant, as read by Father Flotsky.
Vacations were impossible at Bill's shoe repair shop. Summer drew hordes of tourists to the shop for forecasted sandal repairs, to lengthen belly bag straps, and to sew on extra lengths for leather belts. Most alterations were due to the copious fatty and fried food served at the street market and pop-up bistros. The shop worked hard to put more pockets and extra clips on the tourists' backpacks to carry the extra booty gleaned at local boutiques and curio shops. Ned had to hire an extra man to do the final cleaning and buffing, and holidays for all workers were postponed. A holiday is another name for a missed spot when painting a bulkhead, hatch, or a hull. When I had to paint the ship on a shaky plank lashed to the side, I had a lot of holidays since I was occupied with keeping myself from falling into the water between the boat and the pier. The Master Chief Bosun Mate, Chief Oil, called them vacations. It was apparent to him that we were taking an unearned and undeserved vacation when we missed a spot with a brush. Back over the side to do touch-ups and finish the job. When we got together on the couch, I took a vacation in her hair. I always took the opportunity to take a deep sniff of the perfume in her hair and comment on it. "Sally, you smell lovely. Your hair is so shiny." She nuzzled my neck and nibbled my ear. I was getting aroused and felt uneasy. She rested her head on my shoulder and kept looking up at me to test my reaction. She wanted more, and I could tell. Resolved, I pushed her away, got up, and called her to come to the porch for her milk bowl.
Thank you, Father Flotsky and Claire Voyant. I promise I'll come to the next services. I just, you know, been kind of busy. drag that one into the last week folder and on to the next one. Oh, right, the next one. That's Tour Bregianu. All right, well, let's just keep going here. Why babble for hours and hours when we can just get right on with the show? You're not used to that, are you?
Dear stay-at-homes, having a great time on the Sahara trek. 120 degrees in the shade, and there isn't any. It's true what they say, you really do get seasick on a camel, but that passed after a few days. Along with everything else, haha. The local food takes some getting used to. Sheep's eyeballs really are a delicacy. We'll be entering Tuareg territory in a few days, and the guides warned us to keep our faces hidden and let him do the talking. They can be a bit touchy about Westerners in their country. Wish me luck. We'll need it.
Okay, good luck. Thank you, Tura. You're probably wondering who that is in the photo. Well, the little thing, the little fuzzy thing, that's Tin Roof Swirl, because she looks like Tin Roof Swirl ice cream. I know most of you know it as Tin Roof Sundae, but when I was growing up, it was called Tin Roof Swirl. It was fudge and a little bit of caramel, a lot of peanuts, but mostly vanilla ice cream and all swirled together. And that's what the cat looks like. Our friends who gave us Mist found this little rat in their trash, and it's like, okay. And they cleaned her up and thought, oh, well, you know, since you're looking, and it's like, okay. We were going to go adopt a cat from some shelter or place when I get back from Portland next week, but, well, you know how plans are. Right. Man plans, cat laughs. She's over there on the floor cleaning herself. She constantly preens and then, you know, goes to sleep for 12 hours and then eats and eats and eats and eats. Yeah, that's pretty much what cats do. Why did I call her Tin Roof Swirl? Because she looks like Tin Roof Swirl ice cream. But, you know, her nickname is Tinny. So, hello, little Tinny. She's ignoring me. So that means she knows her name by now. One person that does know their name is Jeffrey Fisher. Let's hear it.
Jeffrey Fisher here with this week's entry for the weekly challenge on the topic of vacation. The story is called Busman's Holiday. Beth had looked forward to her vacation for months. She was tired of folding and refolding clothes at the Gap. She had scrimped and saved and finally had enough for a week in Barbados. After a day on the beach, burning herself and drinking too many overpriced trainer drinks, she took a bus into Bridgetown and wandered into a clothing store. The shirts were in a terrible state, so Beth spent the afternoon folding and placing them into neat piles. She found this so soothing that she returned every day for the remainder of the week.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Something to think about. Ah, yes, that's the lovely sound of me drinking Bailey's and coffee. So I fly out to Portland tomorrow, heading through Denver, layover of 2 minutes or something. Frontier Airlines. My last experience with Frontier Airlines was when I was very young. They did a fine job of losing our luggage when we were going through Jackson Hole to whatever big park there is in Wyoming. I can't remember if Yellowstone or Jellystone or Yosemite or who gives a crap. It's all the same. Just bubbling stuff and rocks and majestic vistas, and they're trying to shuffle you through real quickly so you don't get any real time to appreciate it. When I was in San Francisco at the Palace of Arts, I sat there for an hour and a half, just absorbing it all. It was an amazing scene. It was surreal. My mind was blown. I think someone had slipped me a little something. But, you know, when you're a kid, it just bounces right off you. And what do we do every generation? Just drag the kids through it, and it doesn't leave an impression then, and their memories when they're adults are just wishy-washy, whatever, and they look at the photos, and it isn't the same. It isn't the same. Oh, well, I guess we'll just have to satisfy ourselves with this story from Tom. Bring us on vacation, Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here. I've got updates. Zachman is 8 stories shy of double gold. Phil is just under 250,000. There's a 4-way tie for the 14th place. Danny, Chris, Singh, and our friend Ellison, who has fallen to the 17th place. With Tura and Cliff in hot pursuit, he may fall out of the top 20. Lizzie, Red Goddess, and Serendipity haven't missed a single week and are well on their way to Iron Monkey status. Jeffrey Fisher is a mere 5 stories away from entering the lair of the Golden Monkeys. If he continues with his twofers, that's 3 weeks, at which point 10, count them, 10 authors will be vying for gold. In the back 50, Whiskey Day leaps into the 60th place, passing Wilma, Lightning, Minetta, Todd Luke, Paladin, Tommy, and Tara Lynn, and your humble scribe, is closing in on his 500th post. The 26th installment of the Case of the Amber Rose of the Amazon should do it nicely. Onward to 1,000. and tonight's story is called 500-Pound Pigeon. I looked at the topic. My mind descended into a blurry 80s haze. Go-go music filtered in. I rejected it because it really makes me tense. Then there in my inbox, a subject line yells, Pigeon Forge Vacations. An image of a 500-pound pigeon swinging a hammer to glowing iron raced across my mind. The spam filter snagged the message, so I Googled Pigeon Forge, found it was a small town nestled in the Smoky Mountains. An isometric map populated by bears in pants and pointed hats floated by. The main attraction of Pigeon Forge turns out to be Dollywood.
I don't know how he keeps up with all of it. I certainly don't. I'm like, oh, cool, people are back. Oh, well, oh, I, yeah, oh, hi. You'd think I have a spreadsheet or something. I have a spreadsheet for everything else in Google. But Tom does all this cool stuff. What would I do without him? I'd panic. I'd scream. I'd be like, oh, my God, there are monkeys everywhere. I have no idea. Keep track yourselves. I mean, everybody's a monkey now. We're all monkeys. Where did the monkey stuff come from anyway? I don't know. Thank you, Tom, for, well, the story, too. I mean, come on. I mean, just, it's all about the stories. Who is next, anyway? It's hard to remember. Probably go into the inbox. And it's Muncie. Oh, good. Oh, Muncie. Muncie and I think Steven the Nuclear Man. And I are in contention for this Drabble of the Year thing over at Drabblecast. I think there are two or three by Muncie. There's one by Steven the Nuclear Man, at least. And then there were two or three that were written by me. One of them got put on the Dribblecast, and that got picked up. And that one, oh, that sounded cool. So, be sure to vote for Muncie. No, Steven the Nuclear Man. No, actually the one that, the Sea God one, that one, of the ones that are up there, I like the Sea God one. Alive, and then A Good Magician is about the bunny. So, I thought that one wouldn't make it. I do have one that I've written that I want to send them, for this year. So, at least I'll have one. But, hey folks, if you've got a really, 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 really good one, send it over there and, see what happens. They've got like a gigantic, massive audience of billions of people. Well, we here have a more refined taste. I think we smell like a refinery. Okay. So after now I've insulted you, which happens on a regular basis, let's go with Muncie.
Oh, Captain, my Captain! Munzee here, laughing quietly to myself because I got another photo of a broken escalator posted to my Facebook wall this week. That happens to me a lot, and I like it every time. Talk about unintended consequences. Anywho, here's a story. All I Ever Wanted by Christopher Monroe. I haven't had a vacation in 4 years. I mean, I've been unemployed, and that's technically time off. But it hardly counts, does it? For a vacation, you need to be able to relax. Similarly, I've taken a number of 3-day weekends for weddings, comic expos, and the like. But is 3 days really a vacation? I would put it to you that it is not. A vacation is a week, minimum, off, in which you vacate. This is the reason it's called that, after all. In that light, Vegas. Woo. Now, I just need to figure out when. Flash fiction at ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com tweets at Munzee Munzee. Thus concludes your month as my captain, O Captain. I hope that you've enjoyed it.
Okay, so we've all been his captain this week. Thank you, Muncie. At ease.
What are you doing? I got a little tinny in my lap. Hello, little girl. Yes, you look so strange. Well, now you're looking up at... Oh, kitty fart. Ugh. Yeah. We couldn't have found you when you were just a little older past the kitty fart state. She's not like a teeny tiny kitten. She's kind of starting to get in the gangly kitten phase, so between 3 or 4 months. Yeah, how could anybody get rid of you? You're so sweet and huggy and loving, and you're a bottomless pit. Yes, you are. What? Right. Mist is not happy about this. Alright, so, next story is by Zachman. Okay, cool. Let's hear what he's got. He actually recorded this one.
So, boss, I need to extend my vacation as sick leave. You see, I met this woman and things did not go the way I would have wanted, but I think she cared a little for me, since she sent me flowers and this card saying, I have not time to hear about my faults and litany. Just be happy you can survive with only one kitteny. Walmart Noir Collection. We may want to invest in Walmart, since roommate's card says, Sorry I ruined your trip to Sausalito. Hope your arm heals quickly. Sincerely yours, Guido. Walmart Noir Collection.
Thank you, Zachman. Kitten's still on my lap. I'm going to pick you up and talk at you right in your kitten. Wait, no, you're falling. Okay, get up here. Yeah, you are a snuggly bug. I got photos of her hugging on Gina's face, too. She is a face hugger. She's an alien. She's going to plant in little monsters and creepies. Hello. Hi. Hi there. Cut your nose. Yeah, got your nose, you little snot bag. There you go. Yeah, who's a pretty tail? Who's a pretty tail? At least you do. Okay, what? Oh, I need to reach down there in order to get the next story loaded. No, you creepy. Okay. What, do you want the coffee? Okay, you can have some coffee if you want. Yeah, if you're thirsty. I don't think so. Don't take my coffee, cat. All right, so the next story is going to be by Serendipity. Thank goodness I picked up the coffee. Yeah, you're just kicking the head. Yeah, you are kicking yourself in the head. I know, you're no Bruin. I'm not pushing you. She doesn't have a collar yet, by the way. We need to put a little kitten collar on her. Got one with a bell on it, but I don't think Gina likes putting bells on kitten collars. Piper had a bell on hers. But she was a little jingly, jangly, jingly kitty. What? What is it, little girl? And I'll be posting some photos and a few more kitty movies up on YouTube. But as I said, next week I'm going to be in Portland. So, yeah, you are going to grow up big and strong and evil. And Mist is going to try to eat you, I bet. Okay. So, here's Serendipity.
I need a vacation. All this writing is getting to me. My days are filled with words and plot lines, characters and scenarios. It's driving me mad. I need to get away from it all. Somewhere I can switch off, relax, and unwind. A quiet place in the countryside with like-minded souls would be perfect. A secluded escape from everyday life to clear my thoughts and do something utterly different. The question is, where to go? Ah, I have it. A vacation that ticks all the boxes. My bags are packed. I'm ready to leave. Writer's retreat. Here I come.
Thank you, Serendipity. I'm leaving on a jet plane, too. It's going to be I don't like flying. I don't. Ugh. So, what I'm going to do is stay up really, really, really late and be really, 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 really tired for it, and then I'll sleep on the plane. Or so I think. See, the bigger the plane, the less it jostles, but even though Houston is a huge hub, it's always the teeny tiny rinky dinky goddamn planes, because they put them all going overseas, and you know, they put all the big ones with the New York to Los Angeles crap. Just pisses me off. I hate the rinky dinky tinky planes. They suck. Who's next? Lizzie. Oh, good. Okay, I could. We all need a little Lizzie in our lives. A lot of Lizzie. A whole bunch of Lizzie. So much Lizzie, it comes out of your ears. Actually goes into your ears. Like right now.
Those memories she pretended to forget became real as she struggled on, yearning to be alone. A soft and tender feeling of solitude was all she longed for. She fought against the insanity throughout the day. Yet at night, she hid in a dark corner of the garden where the humming of a gentle breeze healed her. The freezing air tasted of honey, and her hands dug into the soft, warm sand of her dreams, a seashell barely touching her fingers. Broken in half forever, all she needed was to close her eyes and travel to distant places and starry skies. This was my story for the week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcock.blogspot.com or check out iRes.com, where I post a few stories. And talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. Next up, whoa, Botgirl's back. And this has nothing to do with single frame. Okay. All right. Good. Means people are coming back while others are going away. And then they keep this and that and choosing and picking like a smorgasbord of talent. Did I say that right? Talent? I don't know. What I do need to do is get a whole bunch of tie wraps. I need to go to Best Buy and pick up tie wraps and probably pay way too much for D batteries. I've got a clock from Signals. If you look up gear clock, wall accents, home accents, and then under it clocks, that big gear clock. That's going to look cool in the office. I said, deliver it to the office. And what did they do? They delivered it to my house. Oh well. Hopefully they got the credit card number wrong so that I don't have to pay for it. No such luck. Here's Bot Girl.
The resort's name was Shangri-La. That should have been a red flag. But we fell for the brochure's tropical palms, designer rooms, and organic cuisine. It seemed an ideal spot for a last romantic vacation before the birth of our first child. The lobby was as luxurious as the picture. We paid the week in advance and walked to our room across the complex. Fuck. Threadbare carpet, peeling wallpaper, mildewed shower, sweltering heat. They wouldn't refund, so we called Channel 4 News. We watched our Dreams Dashed story the next day from our beachside room at the Holiday Inn.
The lap of luxury. The lap dance of luxury, actually. Oh, thank you, Bot Girl. What is it? What? What is it, little teeny? You gonna hang out with me? Are you the podcat now? God, it's been so weird. Edlow would occasionally interrupt. Piper was at my feet. Narda would sit by me for a while. Frisky was never a podcat. Then Boo would be up here, hanging out, although he didn't really comment all that much. And Mist would be up here, but Mist is still around. And now the podcat appears to be Tinny, until she grows up and doesn't like people. What? First few days and you're already a pain in the butt. Good little kid.
All right. Speaking of good little kittens, how about a story from Cliff, Uncle Monster?
Bill was too vital to his job to take a vacation, so he decided to use a clone. The clone would fill in at work for 2 weeks while Bill went to the Bahamas. The trip was wonderful, but when he got back, the police were at his house. It seemed that someone had raided the company pension fund, emailed threats to all the major clients, and run off with the boss's wife. Bill was in deep trouble. No one would believe that it was a clone that was responsible. So, Bill used his one phone call to order another clone.
Oh, they have clones that can do that? Oh, can we send a clone up to ApacheCon? I don't like flying. I really don't. I live in Texas because I like Texas, and I am Texas, and I don't want to leave Texas. Although, I did not go to the rodeo barbecue and all that crap. I didn't bother networking at all this year for tickets or anything, for tents. So I was like, whatever. I kept deleting, like, hey, click. So it's like, screw that. Not in the mood. I guess the whole 13 doesn't do a tent anymore. And Don, I don't know if Don Nelson, probably, who knows? I don't care. It's just, what do I need? Okay, so the real good barbecue is done by the smaller tents because they're not doing it in volume. They're doing it in quality. And the ones that do it in quantity, it's just like, ugh. Although the best was a tortellini that was done by the 13 tent a long time ago, and it got me hooked on tortellini. So, it's amazing what you discover about yourself. I didn't realize I was a tortellini kind of guy.
What do you think? Are you a tortellini cat? Should we call you tortellini? No, you are Tin Roof Swirl. How is it that you clean all the time and that you're so stinky? You have stinky breath. Gina takes you to the dentist. Yeah. She's going to take you to the vet. She's going to take you to the dentist. She's going to take you all over the place. She's going to take you probably to Burger King. And then we can get a little kitty crown for you. Because, oh, I'm king of the kitty crowns. Huh. She's got a little cut across the top of her nose. If you looked at the photos, that had to be cleaned up. And a little slash from her nose over the eye. And she has another little cut along her lip where a fang is missing. We don't know if it got knocked out in a fight or if it was just a baby tooth. But she's had a rough and tumble time. But now that she's here, she is safe and secure and eating way too much. And all those kitty farts. Gotta fuel the kitty farts. Yes, who's got little kitty toys? And it's, she's got little pink toesies. Little pink jelly bean toes. Jelly bean toes. Yeah, okay. Enough talking to the cat. How about we do an actual podcast? Here's a story by Red Goddess. I'm going to find out what Lola is up to now. Maybe Lola goes on vacation. I hope. I wish. When the economy went downhill, a lot of people settled for staycations. With more Americans unemployed and losing their homes, spending money on vacations was not on the priority list. Lola can only afford to dream about a getaway. And while she gets the gist of staycations, she realizes without vacations, hotels wouldn't need workers like her. Lola forgoes any time off and markets rooms for profit to the working poor to stay at the hotel. Her manager will still take her 2 weeks paid vacation, like clockwork, while Lola will convince people to spend money they shouldn't. Consumption remains the core of the American dream. Oh, tell it, sister. Although, really, the trick is to get a job where you're sent other places and given travel days. Let's see. I was going to go to Tampa, but that blew up because, you know, Boo went missing. Going to Portlandia.
free range, cruelty free, renewable, sustainable conference. Atlanta in May, because Atlanta is one of the hot cities. New Orleans later in the year, I think. I need to write something for it. I need to come up with a... You could say it's a presentation, but really it's an excuse to be sent there for a few days. And I don't know if I'm going to go to the Dallas Music Jam. I've got credit with Southwest Airlines, so I got to use it somehow. So, what do you think, Tinny? Want me to go up to Dallas? What if Miss Make-A-Breakup is there driving everybody crazy? Well, we'll see what happens. I forgot to thank Red Goddess, didn't I? Oh, I'm so selfish. Okay, thank you, Red Goddess, for making me read that. Actually, I enjoyed reading that one. Some of these that I have to read, I'm like, oh god, 12 takes. It's like, thank you for using big words and stuff that rhymes. That, you know, oh shit, that rhymes. Okay, I gotta go back and, you know, set it up. It would make sense if I would, like, read it a few times and then record. Oh, no. That makes way too much sense. Cold, cold reads for everyone, but no cold coffee. Ah, caffeine. Once I get this up, I'm going to send out all the stuff and then go to Best Buy, get the tie wraps, get a travel power strip, and then... I can expense that, right? Yeah. Let's see if I can expense the that stuff. See if I can get away with it. I don't know, it'd be kind of funny. I should do... Oh, Norval Joe. All right, he's got a story in. So let's get right to it. Yeah, he got it in on time. As opposed to this one that I'm waiting on.
Hello, all you interphalangeal epiphyses. This is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of One a Week Until a Week Lawrence Dies. No, I'm not going there. Of the, what am I of? Who knows anymore? Flying Island Press? Price of Friendship? We'll see. Here are my stories for the prompt for weekly challenge number 357 with a prompt of vacation. Well, this looks considerably better, Flirty said, scanning the view around the ship with the external camera. How many planets in this galaxy do you figure support life? Borel's jaw dropped visibly. I can't believe you. We just hopped billions of light years from the very edge of the expanding universe using an experimental string drive in minutes, and you ask me if I think there's life in this galaxy? Flirty cleared his throat patiently and said, The Intergalactic Ichthyological Society didn't pay you 8,000 tetran gouramis to take me on vacation. They'll want results for that kind of cash. And again. Gravel rattled against the fenders of his Volkswagen microbus as the tires spun in the dirt shoulder of the rural highway. Winding out each gear before shifting, he wished the old crate had more guts and less personality. His heart pounded in his throat and sweat beaded his forehead. Durgle Dunderspawn, the wiener dog fairy, made his deliveries, and only had to evade any potential pursuit. A red light flashed in his rearview mirror, far back on the highway. As the police reared, Durgle eased off the road. When the car sped past, Durgle sighed, I need a vacation. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Durgle? Okay. You want to be named Durgle? It's not like you respond to Tinny. Hello, little Tinny. She's got a little rough spot in the back of her neck, but that's smoothing out. And rub on your ears. Oh, you're such a cute little booger. Yeah. Look at all this hair. Oh, great. You're already starting to shed. Yeah, what? What is it? What do you think? Oh, thank you, Norval Joe, for surviving the audacity troubles and persevering. I said that right, didn't I? Persevering. And we all know where you're really from. You're from here. I know someone that will be from here in about a day, and that is Justin Lowmaster, Space Turtle. Supposed to, you know, figure out a day where it's like, hey, oh, hi there, oh, whatever. So we'll see if, what? This one is for the game Dead Island. Hopefully I get back to recording next week. All right, I'm going to practice a few times and then read this one. So here's Justin Space Turtle. You know how lottery winners sometimes with taxes and reckless spending, they end up broke. I have that beat. I want a vacation to the Benoit Island Resort. It was fun, at first. Drinking, girls in bikinis, Sam B singing his hit single, Who Do You Voodoo? Great fun. Then this girl was all over another girl, and I thought the drinking was getting out of hand. Until I saw the blood. Then I knew something was wrong. So instead of winning the lotto and going broke, I want a vacation to an island paradise. Ground zero for the zombie apocalypse. Okay, so I lied. That was a cold read. Deal with it. Oh, thank you, Space Turtle. Right. I'm just gotta wait. Looks like Sing says that, audio file following in a few minutes. All right. Do we want to just wait here? Okay, I'll wait. All right, waiting's over. Sing, here's your story.
The Mind on Vacation by Chris Mooney Singh. They said great blessings come from visiting the temple of a thousand goddesses. Golden faces and mercy's arms stood between me and the lowest hell of burning flesh. Fear arrived and peace left. I fled from the building gasping for air. On the bridge, I stood calm again, gazing at a grandfather carp, the ghost of another idea flashing in the water. It made me wonder what makes us need to read heaven or hell or some portentous national significance into ordinary things. Old white carp, you wear a spot of red. The flag of Japan swims on the riverbed.
Thank you, Sing, and good luck with the oral PhD presentation. You will now be known as Doctor Love. Or no, wait, that's Fricker. Never mind. Okay. Good luck on that, and I hope that you give the best oral that anyone has ever given. I use that joke every time. When am I going to go for a PhD? Never. I don't like school. How do you get a PhD in just bullshitting? I mean, well, most people do, but what do you want? Tinny, do you want to get a PhD?
Yes, I want to go to get to college.
Well, we had some money saved up for Boo, and it's not like he's going to need it. Oh, right. Maybe I should just start to wrap this up. The next story is going to be by Planet Z, but since I recorded the ending of this podcast already while waiting for Sing, here's an uncomfortable attempt at leading into Planet Z story. I'm going to go ahead and finish the podcast, then slip in Sing's story in an edit, and then publish that all out, and it'll all work out. I don't know. Normally I do my laundry during these things, but Gina did it all last night. I don't know why. I want to do my own laundry. I want to be responsible for
Well, I could be responsible for a little kitten. Yes, I'm going to pet your tummy. Do you want me to pet your tummy? I don't care. I don't care. You're going to get used to tummy rubs. Bruin loved tummy rubs. He was the ultimate tummy rub cat. And Edlo, oh, you could brush her all day long. You could, because she had that much hair. I should probably queue up Planet Z Story and put a button on this. So let's go ahead and listen to Planet Z.
A vicar took his vacations on a small island 7 miles offshore. No phones, no electricity. Just an abandoned lighthouse, 7 days of supplies, a satchel full of books, and all the time to read them. His neighbor owned a small boat, and he'd smuggle the vicar out to the island. 7 days later, he'd pick him up. This year, boat sank soon after dropping off the vicar. The neighbor drowned. The vicar ran out of supplies on the 7th day and waited and waited and waited. He tried to swim back to shore. He lasted only 2 miles.
Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, a PHP memory error. Oh, wait, no, we got that cleaned up. Thank you! Social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff that you won't bother with anyway, but really, what if you... You're a part of this, you go through all the effort, and yet, one meensy-lancy-bitty-tiny tiny little click to share it, and you... I don't know how your mind works. If this show inspired you to write on the topic of vacation, but no, you're not too late. No, just send in a recording, and I'll add it to the main feed all by its lonesome. It'll probably have to wait till Friday because I'm taking the MacBook with me, not this big behemoth, although Macs are supposed to be great for editing audio. Yeah, how much practice have I had? Zero! Oh, until next week, when the topic will be Storm. This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.